Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Paul's letter to Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. Paul said, "There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus." Okay, y'all. It's time for a little come to Jesus moment here today. Do you consider yourself a Christian? Someone who strives, and let's be real, fails most of the time, but still strives to follow Jesus? Me too. I do consider myself a Christian, a Christ follower. And in this verse from his letter to the church in Galatia, Paul lays out one of the marks of a Christian. No dividers, no lines, no binary, no in or out, no us or them, no lines. There's a cartoon I've posted in Uplifts previously where it's got these guys holding these giant pencils and they're drawing these grid lines, and then Jesus is in the middle of them erasing all those lines as they're drawing them. It's a great little cartoon. Maybe I'll see if we can post the link in the show page or in the Uplift page. But look at in this, there's a guy in the front with this angry face as he's looking back at Jesus, erasing all his hard work. All his important line drawing is for nothing, and he finds it very infuriating. We get it. We get how that guy feels, right? Because we are also really great and skilled at line drawing. We like to know where people stand, because then we know if they're on our side or not our side. And that's basically our whole life today. Are you in or are you out? Are you good or are you bad? Are you Republican or are you Democrat? Are you for or against whatever thing we're talking about? Are you with me or against me? See, lines tell us these things. But Jesus is in the line erasing business. And Paul reminds us that life in Christ means picking up our own pink eraser and getting to work right alongside Jesus. If you call yourself a Christian, if you profess to follow this Jesus guy, then being a line eraser needs to be a hallmark characteristic of who you are and how you act in the world. There have been a lot of Christians taking a stand in the past week, and not all of them are taking the line erasing one. If the position you are taking holds you apart, outside, or above another human being, then you are in the line drawing business, and you are on the opposite side of the work of Jesus. A world without lines means that if anyone, no matter what they do, who they are, where they live, or how they look, is treated differently than you are, you cannot and will not stand for it. So this means that when a sibling in Christ takes a knee because they don't feel as though they're receiving the same rights as you receive, you take a knee also. Even if you're not sure you agree with them, part of what being a sibling in Christ means is that we stay together and we are one against injustice. This means that when a sibling in Christ is without power and struggling simply to survive, you yell and point and yell and point until aid and care is given. It means that if you gave to a disaster response in one place, you give in another, even if they feel far away and even if they don't look like you. See, we might not look the same. In fact, we don't. That's kind of the beauty of being human, is that we don't look the same. We don't all believe the same things. We don't all have the same life, but we are all given a place and a name in the kingdom of God, and we are declared worthy in the eyes of Christ, and that needs to be enough. See, we have a choice, uplifters. We can be in the line drawing business, or we can be in the line erasing business. Now, no matter which one you choose, if you draw lines or erase lines, you are still loved by our good and gracious God, who loves us when we make mistakes and loves us when we mess up and loves us even when we try to separate ourselves from other people. But only one of those things is actively working with God in the world. I know which one I want to be. Which one do you want to be? Quick little PS here. Oh, you thought I was done, didn't you? In 1963, at the height of the civil rights movement, while he was in jail, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote a letter to Christian leaders who weren't sure if the work Dr. King was doing was the right thing at that time. Yeah, you heard me. A group of Christian leaders weren't quite sure if fighting for human rights and justice was good or not. Now, one would hope that we would be further along today, but my fear is that we are still right there. So even though it will mean just a little more time than the uplift usually takes out of your day, I'm asking you to read his letter. It's called The Letter from a Birmingham Jail. Just Google it and it will pop up. Or we'll put the link on our description of this episode. But it's a reminder that the mark of a Christian is to fight for siblings in Christ, no matter where they are and what they look like, which kind of sounds a lot like our verse from today. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And so we need to start asking ourselves, if we really believe in this Jesus guy, what does being one look like in the world? So read that letter and then start asking yourself, if the mark of a Christian is oneness, how can you go about being a line eraser to help bring us back together? Amen. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.